name's Paul Booth, and I graduated in 2007. I work in finance as a home lending executive for the Commonwealth Bank. No, I didn't think I would be doing this. To be honest, I had no idea what I thought I'd be doing. I thought maybe something more creative than this. I always thought maybe something to do with drama or potentially sport, but the finance came calling as a good option that put a reasonable amount of food on the table at the end of the day. I have quite a few fond memories of St. Norbert's. Kairos was a very fond memory of St. Norbert's. I have fond memories of doing Warman as well. Warman was a trip that a select few students took up to the Warman Aboriginal Mission, where we would go and spend a week, you know, donating our time to help and learn more about their culture, and was a turning point for me as far as understanding, putting myself in other people's shoes and have an appreciation for the land and what they've been through. Helped me be a better Australian, I suppose, at the end of the day, after all of that. Had some really exceptional teachers along the way, and some really good friends. The advice that I would give would be to chase the things that you want to do, regardless of how realistic they seem, I suppose, when you're young. And I feel so old talking like this, but when you're young, you have so much time to recover from any mistakes that you might make. So you really can't make a mistake that's going to be of any real consequence in your life, because you have so much time to turn it around. You can start your career when you're 30, you can start your career when you're 40 and still make more than enough money to retire on and still live a very happy life. And, you know, but sometimes if you don't chase the things that you're passionate about early, then by the time you're in your career at 30, then you might have the regrets that you never ended up chasing it. You can't ever take that time back. So if you've got, when you're 18, you've got so much time, but everything's about like doing something in the now. It's hard to plan for the future or look ahead. St. Norbert's is special to me because of the people that I met along the way. I still have really good friends, best friends that I made at St. Norbert's that I still see, you know, every week. And, you know, without St. Norbert's and the connection that we made there, I wouldn't have had the friend group and the support that I have now, moving into being an adult and having kids and having our kids hang out with their kids and, yeah, creating lifelong bonds from meeting at St. Norbert's.